I believe Mr. Robert Dowling and Greg Genji would like to address the board.
Who wants to go first, Robert? Greg?
Thank you, Mayor, and members of the board for hearing about this concern. At the beginning of this, I was gone for a good part of the summer, but before I left, I started an effort to refinance on my condo, and I expected everything to go through very easily. And when I came back, I was shocked to find that I had been not approved. And I tried at a second bank, and I had the same result. And the reasoning was, I was told that more than 10% of the units were owned by a single entity. I wasn't told at that point that it was even a Fannie Mae rule. I thought it was an internal bank rule. At the third bank, they told me that according to Fannie Mae, any project where development where more than 10% of the units are owned by a single entity is considered by Fannie Mae rules to be unwarrantable. Therefore, a bank can't pass the mortgage on to Fannie Mae and will only issue a mortgage if they can do so at a much higher cost and are willing, you can persuade them that you're worthwhile holding in their own portfolio. At this point, I started interacting with Robert Dowling. I won't say much except to thank him for his part. He was aware that there's an exclusion for community home trusts, such as the one we have here in Orange County, and helped me by contacting somebody within Fannie Mae that contacted my bank. So I think I'm taken care of, but I'm here today because that's not the issue. This is a really important tool for affordable housing. And I was really lucky, and I'm persistent. Most people aren't going to be this lucky. You know, they'll just give up. People who try and buy units in places with community land trusts will face a stone wall from the bank, will give up and just try to buy somewhere else. So this is a problem that needs addressing, and what I would like to see at the local level is some pressure put on, or at least that Carborough, and I know I've spoken to Mayor Kleinschmidt over in Chapel Hill, is interested in this issue too, that representatives from Carborough and Chapel Hill talk with Congressman Price, Senator Hagan, Senator Burr, and make sure that Fannie Mae spells this out, because banks are going to go, like I went and saw where the rule was written. There's no exclusion there. And unless it's written out, people are going to have the exact same experience I had. I was just lucky that I knew who to contact, and I don't take no for an answer very, very easily. But I thank you for your attention. If I can answer any of your questions while I'm here, and then I think Robert can explain it better than I can. But I think I just want to reiterate, this is a really important tool. I teach a course where we talk about sprawl and how it's bad for society, bad for the environment, how we need to reinvigorate our cities. And my students are always concerned about the gentrification issue. And I tell them that home trusts or land trusts are a very potent tool to use in creating a stock of affordable housing. But if you know Fannie Mae's rules are not spelled out more clearly, this is going to really deter other municipalities and urban areas from using this as a way to maintain a stock of affordable housing.
I think I remember one of the houses in your neighborhood being for sale recently. Mm-hmm. Did this impede the sale of that home at all, do you know?
The rules for townhouses, detached homes, are different than that from condos. Right. But I have a neighbor, Mark Coleman, who now lives in New Mexico, who tried to refinance before he left and was slammed by the bank, so he decided to rent.
So if you went to sell your unit, you could really be up a creek.
You could be, yeah. Unless, again, you're lucky and you know Robert Dowling,
right,
and the guy who's he knows is still working there, and
right,
you know, it's very iffy. Something you know more stable needs to be set up.
This is huge nationwide, then.
The general category of rules that they were attempting to enforce against Greg are causing real issues at quite a number of condominiums across our community. you know, that basically, you know, perhaps half the condominium developments in Chapel Hill and Carrboro don't qualify for Fannie Mae financing. And that means that in order to, for even if you are a home buyer, an owner-occupant, somebody who's going to move in and help to make a more stable community and a more stable sort of marketplace for those homes, that you're forced to go with an investment-grade loan from a local bank, an in-house portfolio loan, which is a considerably higher interest rate than one would pay with a Fannie Mae trade.
So homeowners buying more affordable housing are paying higher interest rates as a result
Well, that's true among many other implications, right. But that is one of the implications of the situation.
I wanted to ask, Greg, when you read through the language, was there any indication that there were ways that there could be exclusions, or it seemed?
No evidence at all. Again.
So it's deliberately omitted?
You know, I don't know if it's deliberate. I was surprised when this is actually a good question for Robert. I thought this model was more widespread in the U.S., and he gave me the figures. It's not as widespread as I had thought, and we seem to be among the pioneers in this area.
Wow.
If I'm not mistaken, it was 5,000. Is that correct?
Numbers of units?
Yeah, in the nation. It could be that the number is still so insignificant that they decided it wasn't worth spelling it out. But you know, if they don't, it's not going to grow.
Right.
Well, it was certainly, you know, put anyone who has these loans in jeopardy of remortgaging, refinancing,
or selling, or buying.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry you had this problem. So it's
Greg, you said that you were successful though in refinancing through another means though.
I can't scream glory right now, but at least went from the point where, and it was interesting, my third try was the bank where I have my mortgage right now. So I thought, well, even though their rates seem higher, they can't say no to me. Mm. And that's where I found all this out. And things seem to be moving forward right now, but it hasn't been concluded.
Yes, yeah, so this is pretty outrageous given you know, the housing crisis and people trying to pull out, and things are only worse. And the fact that the government owns Fannie and Freddie and isn't able to help in these kinds of situations. Is there anything beyond us asking Representative Price and Senator Bernhagen and the secretary, the HUD secretary, about this that you would recommend?
Maybe Robert has some suggestions. I just think the main thing is that when a bank goes to look up the rules, it needs to be there. You know, it can't just be something that's institutional knowledge where the right person has to be contacted, because
that's
normally not going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Robert, speaking of which,
Greg. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg.
Why don't you come tell us what you have to add?
Mr. Mayor, Robert Dowling, Executive Director of Community Home Trust. And this was news to me when Greg contacted me. I always knew we struggled and our homeowners struggled with financing, but this is the first I'd ever heard that a market rate homeowner in one of our developments of where our units are was not able to get a loan. And so it was news to me, but it's because it's a condo. And I imagine that Giles, the developer of Pacifica, did not get Fannie Mae approval for the project before he started the project. Because if you get Fannie Mae approval for the whole project, then all those condos and everything else in that development is Fannie Mae eligible. Mm-hmm. I'm working right now with the developers of 140 West Franklin downtown Chapel Hill. They're trying to get Fannie Mae approval, and literally the same day that I talked to Greg, I got an email from the developer saying, "We're really struggling to get Fannie Mae approval." So I called the guy and I said, "Are you struggling because of us, or are you struggling because it's Fannie Mae?" And he said, "No, we're struggling because it's you, your units." So I said, "I might be able to help." And so I've connected them with the same guy. There's a Fannie Mae product manager. There's an, I'm sorry, at Fannie Mae, there's a community land trust product manager who we connected with Greg's lender, who we've connected with 140 West Franklin's lender as well. And so hopefully Greg moves forward. And I had a long discussion with this guy. I've had several discussions with him. And he tells me this is not hidden. And I haven't looked up the regs. I heard there was 1,000 pages, and I opted not to look at them. I decided to call him. And he says it's published, so it's not deliberately omitted. But that banks, he said two things which really resonated. Number one, banks are struggling with bad loans right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, but they've got this overhang of bad loans. And number two, they're struggling with refinance applications because interest rates are 3% or whatever they are. They've got a ton of people trying to refinance while they've got this ton of workouts, as they call them, trying to get out from under bad loans. And so it's real easy, as I just said to Greg, it's easier to just say, no, we don't do that, than it is to go to the Fannie Mae guidelines and go through 1,000 pages to find where it says, yes, you can do this. So it's good news for Greg. Hopefully it's good news for 140 West Franklin, but Greg's point's a great one. How many people are being told they can't borrow money because of community land trust? As I said in my email to you, it's absurd. Any reasonable person, any half-intelligent person would look at the data nationwide for community land trust loans, or our data here personally, but we're too small. We have no foreclosures. And nationwide, the community land trust, which is very small, I don't know if it's 5,000 loans, whatever, I don't know the number. It's really small.
It's like that.
We're tiny. But the foreclosure rate is also tiny. And the reason it's tiny is because the organizations do what we do. We step in.
Yeah.
Homeowner gets in trouble, we step in, we intercede, we don't allow foreclosure to happen. But given the overhang and all the banks have on their plate, they don't know that.
Robert, you should give yourself just a little bit more credit to in that. I think one of the requirements in order to buy a land trust home is to undergo or to go through home buyer education courses,
right,
and home buyer one-on-one counseling. And suffice it to say, there's extensive research that shows that home buyer education courses dramatically reduce the rate of foreclosure.
Right.
But anyway. So I suspect your rate of foreclosure is lower than anybody else anyway, even without the question of y'all stepping in as an organization. I'm sorry, Sammy, did you?
Yeah, I just had a question on,
you
said that this wasn't deliberately omitted, it's published, so is that something that says that they can or that they must?
They can.
They can, so it's still up to them.
It's an eligible exemption to the 10% limitation.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy told me, and as Greg pointed out, you don't want information housed with one person. But he said, you can have lenders call me. Because every lender has a Fannie Mae account team, I think you referred to it as.
Mm-hmm.
And the account team should be aware of the fact that there's a CLT product manager at Fannie Mae.
So related to that is, I understand that you've tried to develop relationships with various local banks, and I was wondering if that was before or after knowing this.
Trying to do that for 15 years.
But I mean, do the banks that you have a connection with know this? In other words, would it be one way to circumvent this issue to publicize it amongst local banks, either through you all or something that the town might be able to do through a letter?
That's a good point, because I was not aware of this problem that Greg had, and our problem, Sammy, is that we don't have enough lenders who are willing to lend money to our home buyers, notwithstanding our track record,
mm-hmm.
notwithstanding the preparation and the education we do for people. We have BB&T, Harrington, Wells Fargo, First South, four banks. I wrote a column about this in the real estate section the other day, and Ellie Kennard sent me an email, and she said, what about Self-Help Credit Union? What about Latino Credit Union? What about State Employees Credit Union? I said, nope. Talk to them all. And it's the 99-year ground lease that makes them a little nervous about it. If we did away with the 99-year ground lease, they'd be happy to lend our folks money. But I'm still working on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Robert, am I correct in thinking that someone like Greg with a market rate condo could potentially be getting their mortgage from a vast range of mortgage providers anywhere in the country or online or whatnot? And so any educational effort we might undertake would be kind of
futile.
Futile, yes.
If you go to a mortgage broker, they could be selling it to any bank in the country, I believe. And so it'd really be hard for us to educate enough.
And people are
lenders.
Going to ditech.com and whatever all else. I don't know if they even exist anymore, but whatever.
Well, that's the local lenders. There's only one local lender, right? Harrington Bank. BB&T is in state.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
First South is in state.
For now.
We can educate those folks.
Or even the network of, you know, home trusts. I don't know if there's a newsletter or.
There's a national CLT network, and the national conference is next week, and I'll be there and I'll be talking about this. Trying to find out, you know, who works with Bank of America, SunTrust, PNC, because they don't work with us. They don't even return my calls.
Well, I remember when I got my mortgage at RBC, I had to talk to someone, I think it was in Virginia. You know, they didn't have anyone in the branch here who handled mortgages.
That's the problem. It's people are just so spread out in different cities. The local people want to help, but they're unable to help.
They're not in charge.
Robert, this may sound—I don't know. You tell me. But does the network of community land trusts have lobbyists in Washington? There's no group that is their mouthpiece.
The network consists of organizations like ours. There are about 200 organizations that have formed a network, and their dues come from us. So we send them $1,000 a year, and you know, you can do the numbers and see that they're not going to have much money to hire lobbyists.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should go forward with, you know, a letter to our congressmen and senators and secretary.
I'll take that as a motion.
As for Greg's point of having the banks not. Like, know this to some extent, at least locally, so that other folks trying to do the same thing don't get the runaround. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend there?
I'm happy to spread the gospel, community land trust gospel, amongst the banks we already work with, Sammy. Mm-hmm. And that may be useful, because one of the banks we already work with is Wells Fargo, who's the one that's the problem with 140 West Franklin. And so they're a huge bank. You know, they're a nationwide bank, I believe. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard for me to educate them. But I can certainly educate the local person that we work with.
Would it help if little Carborough sent the letter to big headquarters in Charlotte?
Probably not, but we can do it.
Robert, could you...
It costs 50 cents.
Right, exactly.
Robert, could you get a letter from your contact that that would basically clarify what the rule is that you could then have available if someone like Greg calls you, you can say, well, here, give this to your banker or whatever.
That's a good idea. I can ask.
Okay.
Good idea.
And if we could have a copy to forward to the banks that you recommend.
Greg.
One more point. Well, this exclusion might be spelled out in a 1,000-page document. There's a condensed online version where I found this clause, 10% clause. And there's no mention of an exclusion there. In that, people working with mortgages are very busy. I'm sure they go to the condensed online version and not the 1,000-pager. So if on that online one, if there could just be even a note, see exclusion, see our exclusion, see 1,000-page.
Yeah. It's clearly a case of, like, the difference between available and meaningfully available information. Yeah. So anyway, is there a second for the motion?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed. That passes unanimously. Thanks.
Are y'all receptive to, if you forward us that document, along with Greg's suggestion to send and ask the people who manage the website to include a little note that Carborough forwarded this to relevant banks.
All right.
And those of you taking the bus to Charlotte on Thursday, maybe could make some signs.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate your help with this. You're interested in looking into it, because it's one of the big problems that we face. Yeah. Not so much Fannie Mae issue, but just lending. It's gotten very difficult to have every loan is difficult these days. And it's much harder for us to sell homes today than it was even 2 years ago, well after the financial crisis, which was 4 years ago. It's much harder to sell a home today than it was 2 years ago because the banks are just so much more difficult to work with.
Which is causing its own financial crisis.
Mm-hmm. So thank you all for your
Thank
help.
You.
Thanks,
Thanks,
Robert.
Thanks, Greg.
Let us know how it goes, Robert.
Also maybe notable that the overall, and this is not the subject of letters I'm going to write, but just for what it's worth, a big part of the reason that, I don't know, some half dozen or so developments that this board approved within the last 5 years are not happening for this, not precisely this reason, but this category of reason, that Fannie Mae has gotten as far out of the condominium financing business as they can get. Anyway, all right, item, which, you know, depending on what you think of those projects may be a good thing, I don't know, but anyway, item D2, request to make appointments to the Green Mays Commission. Is there a motion?
I'd like to move that we reappoint Bob Kirshner and Johnny Randall.
I'll second that.
All right. It's been moved and seconded that we reappoint Mr. Kirshner and Mr. Randall. All those in favor? Oh, yeah. If you have a comment, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that I would like to